ओम शांति। इंग्लिश अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ अव्यक्त बाप दादा ऑफ 27th January 1976। टुडे द ओल्डेस्ट एंड द न्यू चिल्ड्रेन आर प्लीज टू क्लेम देयर बर्थ राइट ऑफ सेलिब्रेटिंग ए मीटिंग इन देयर ओरिजिनल होम, देयर कॉर्पोरियल स्वीट होम मधुवन, द हेवनली आश्रम। सीइंग सच हैप्पी सोल्स एंड सीइंग द अटेनमेंट एंड फॉर्चून ऑफ दोज सोल्स, बाप दादा टू इज हैप्पी। Just as children are happy when they receive an inheritance from their father, that is, they are pleased, in the same way, Bap Dada is also pleased to see the last and so fast effort makers, deeply engrossed in the love of making intense effort. The faces and personalities of those who are making fast effort are like those of the father. They are constantly visible as spiritual. There is not any thought or awareness other than of spirituality, that is, all the powers that are attained from the father are visible. Their spiritual ability to take every soul beyond with a glance is visible in their every look. In order to attain such an elevated stage, you must remember two things constantly. Firstly, consider yourself to be an immortal image. Secondly, consider yourself to be a Trikaldarshi, knower of the three aspects of time image. The incorporeal stage is to be seated on the immortal throne and to be an image of immortality. In the corporeal Karam Yogi stage, you are a Trikaldarshi image seated on a father's heart throne. Before putting any thought into practical form, check these two things. Are you stable in both forms, incorporeal and corporeal? By having this awareness, you will automatically become an embodiment of power. That is, you will experience health, wealth and happiness at every moment. Even if the suffering of karma through the body may be bigger than a crucifix, by constantly considering yourself to be a detached observer, you will not be influenced by the suffering of karma. All the suffering of karma will be experienced as a thorn rather than a crucifix. The happiness of being free from the suffering of karma for birth after birth in the future becomes the medicine to settle the suffering of this karma. Happiness becomes the nourishing medicine. Now check yourself. Do I remain constantly healthy? Have I attained the blessing of being ever healthy? Have I attained all three blessings of being ever healthy, wealthy and happy from the Father, the bestower of blessings? You are not losing your inheritance of being ever healthy all the time through being influenced by any type of illness of Maya, are you? Have you received the blessing from the Father of being ever wealthy, that is, of being full of the treasures of all powers? Do you experience yourself to be a master of all treasures, that is, there is the praise of nothing lacking in the treasure store of the deities, but the praise of the Brahmin is even more elevated than that of the deities. No power is lacking in the treasure store of Brahmins. Do you experience yourself to be ever wealthy in this way? As well as being ever wealthy, do you also experience yourself to be ever happy? That is, constantly happy. If you do not have any attraction to matter or to Maya, you can then remain constantly happy. Those who are constantly happy always have just one thought in their awareness: I have attained that which I wanted to attain and there is nothing left to attain. What is the sign of those who remain stable in such a thought? That is, of those who remain ever happy, those who remain constantly happy, constantly continue to donate happiness to all souls through their thoughts, words and deeds. Like the Father, they are always removers of sorrow and bestowers of happiness to any soul, and they constantly experience themselves to be emperors of the land without sorrow. An emperor means a bestower. Through the vibration of every thought of a soul who remains happy in this way, through their spiritual glance of 1 second, through 1 second's connection and through one word, any unhappy soul who is experiencing sorrow will experience themselves to be happy and joyful. The duty of such a soul is to give happiness and to receive happiness. Just as people are happy on seeing their worthy king, in the same way, no matter how much sorrow a soul is experiencing, on seeing an ever healthy, wealthy and happy soul, that soul will experience happiness. A soul without attainment will begin to swing with happiness on seeing a bestower. Do you experience yourself to be like this? Are you children of the bestower, of the same as the bestower, the same as the father? Or are you like the devotees who take or do your receiving and giving take place at the same time? Do you have to receive so that you can give? The treasures are for distributing and for world benefit. At every second, as well as being those who receive, also be the best stewards who give, because only then will you be called world benefactor. Check your account of receiving and giving. Are you taking as much as you have to take? And along with that, are you also giving as much as you should be giving? Are you receiving and giving simultaneous and equal? Only such world benefactors can become world emperors. Do you understand? To such great donors who make all souls full of all attainments, to those who make beggar souls into those who have it right, to those who make weak souls powerful, to the ever healthy, wealthy and happy, most elevated souls, Bap Dada's love, remembrance and namaste, and we spiritual children give a lot of love and remembrance, namaste, to our dearest Bap Dada. Personal meeting. Do you constantly experience yourself to be with Bap Dada, or do you experience yourself to be alone? Just as Father is shown as one with a thousand arms, and while being the almighty authority, he is shown in the memorial with the children as his arms. In the same way, do you children also experience yourselves to be with the almighty authority Father constantly, or only sometimes? Those who constantly experience his constant company will never feel any need to experience the company of a bodily being. Such souls will never take the support of bodily beings for any service. To take cooperation according to the code of conduct and according to the gathering is a different matter. However, to remember a bodily being in any circumstance, thinking that that person will help you overcome that circumstance and that they will give you advice or support, proves that you do not constantly have the support of an almighty authority with you. Because someone who has a constant company of the Father has a close relationship with him. He will remember Baba in his thoughts and heart-to-heart conversation, and that he should ask Baba about that, the advice or support. It also happens that you remember an instrument teacher, a companion or an equal for task, but you constantly remember Baba in your mind and intellect. Since Baba has promised you that he will give you his direct company, you should take the benefit of that promise. At that time you can have a personal relationship with both Father. It will not happen again throughout the cycle. Take the full benefit of the attainment that you are able to have at only this time and at no other time. No matter what happens, always remember Baba. This is known as being a constant yogi. To have remembrance of the Father at every step is also yoga. Are you such constant yogis, or do you have to become those? Since the Father himself is making an offer to give you his company, you should accept that offer, should you not? For half the cycle you were trying to convince the Father to give you his company. And now that the Father himself is making you an offer, you should accept it. Generally, when someone is offered something physical and that person does not accept it, it is not considered to be good manners. Would you consider that respectful? This is an offer from God. To be constantly with the Father means to be a constant yogi. He is constantly light, and so by being in his company, you will also become light, and light in feeling, so you become double light. Since the Father is offering to carry your burden, why are you carrying the burden? Those who are carrying a burden cannot move at full speed. So now become light of all types of burden. Clear every corner inside yourself. Do not hold on to any rubbish within yourself. Do not think that you will give it when you have a chance. It is after all rubbish, and germs grow where there is rubbish. To keep them means to make them grow. So when you keep yourself empty of rubbish, you will be able to fill yourself with the treasures you have received from the Father. Acha Om Shanti.